We developed computer simulations that mapped where people are likely to walk, which is often not the same as where architects or engineers think they should walk. We used science-based methods to turn pedestrian movement from an undervalued resource into a tangible and manageable asset. I was aware that the designs of many buildings and streets were terribly dysfunctional for pedestrians, and I saw an opportunity to help improve urban designs through the simulation of pedestrian flows. After starting the business, I began to realize how little I understood about entrepreneurship and how many mistakes I was making. I had technical skill, but I did not understand how to provide a service that was helpful. I had a lot of drive, but I wasn't clear about the purpose of my business. I avoided selling to clients because it was uncomfortable, even though it was the most important thing to do. I didn't have systems in place to track and analyze how my business was performing, so I didn't know about many problems until it was too late. I worked ridiculously long hours. Day-to-day operations were still very dependent on me, so I did a lot of work that I could have delegated. Because I didn't know what I was doing, the growth of my company was unsustainable. In the first year,